This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys. If you're in Lansing, Ann Arbor, Flint, or Kalamazoo, even Whitehall, we are in your backyard smoking it up. We are the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Hey, Bob.
That's right. It's the Grillin' Guys. We're just a couple of hot dogs with hard buns. But we have a steak in your backyard.
I so like the infrared neck better.
Well, I'm the infrared neck.
I know. That's why.
You got the hard buns.
That's a good one. But, hey, we're talking a little bit with our friend Bob Dubisky. And Bob is a seasoned professional in the meat business. And, Bob, we wanted to break down, if we could, two things. One, I want to look at that meat counter when I'm standing there looking left to right. Some of the meat markets are as much as 50 feet of meat that I'm looking at back and forth, and I'm thinking about what I want to put on the grill. But then the second piece of that is when I decide a cut, which one out of the tray should I choose? So let's talk about first that left to right look. I'm standing there in front of the meat counter. I've got $25, and I've got my wife and my two kids that I need to feed. I want to put something on the grill that's going to be flavorful, but it's not going to break my bank. I got $25 to spend. I'm looking up and down there. Give me a good steak to grill.
Well, Jop, that can be very intimidating, as you said. But, you know, if you've got that kind of money, and I think you'd want to go with a great steak would be a top sirloin.
Okay.
The top sirloin is going to cook up very well. It's moderately priced. And if you can marinate it, you know, soak it in your favorite marinade for an hour, hour and a half, throw it on the grill, it's excellent. You can take that steak and make kebabs out of it, you know, stretch that a little bit further by adding the vegetables. So the top sirloin would be my choice when
that's
you're looking
for
that.
Yeah, that's my favorite kebab meat.
It's excellent.
Yeah. I do have a nice little marinade I brought in. Jop's giving me the hand signals here to whip it out, so I can run through
the marinade, that is. Yeah, right. I've had this marinade. Bob's made it for me before, and it's a great time to talk about it because you want to the marinade does two things. It tenderizes, and it adds a little bit of flavor, right?
So yeah. I wouldn't do this one for a kebab. I have a favorite for a kebab that's on our website. But I'd do this one just for a steak if you want to marinate a steak that maybe needed just a touch of help, a little leaner steak. And it's a third cup soy sauce, a half a cup of olive oil, a third of a cup of fresh lemon juice, and a quarter cup of Worcestershire. How do you say Worcestershire? I can't say it.
I think you just did.
Now, that Worcestershire sauce is very important because that actually is about half fish sauce. There's your enzyme right there that's going to go in. And the Worcester sauce actually...
We said it three ways now, so I don't know how you say it.
I don't either, but I'm going to cover all my bases. It actually helps you in the tenderizing as well as the lemon juice because that's the acid. So, and then it takes about a tablespoon and a half of garlic, 3 tablespoons of dried basil, and then some parsley, and a little bit of Three Little Pigs Memphis rub. And I'll tell you what, that is phenomenal.
We'll throw that recipe up on our website, thegrillingguys.com. Check it out there. But that's one you really want to try when you've got that cut of steak that, like Bob said, needs a little help maybe on tenderizing. You want to add a little bit of flavor to it. But so we chose this sirloin steak. Now I'm standing at the counter, Bob, and I'm looking at it, and the guy pulls out, in some meat markets, these things are in trays, right? And he'll go, which one you want there? And I'm looking at it like, I don't know, you tell me, you're the meat guy, but I'd really like to not respond that way, right? I'd like to have some idea in my head of what one I should pick out. I mean, you see some of them are darker brown, some of them are bright red. What's the story with all of that?
Well, you know, when you see the darker brown, that's just a sign of age, that it's been in there for a couple of days maybe, but there's absolutely nothing wrong with that steak. In fact, it might be a little tenderer with age.
Okay.
So don't get too alarmed. If it's really, really, really dark brown, then that might be an issue. But if it's just a little brown, it's there's going to be nothing wrong with that steak.
Well, that's important because my wife is one that if it isn't bright red, it's bad, right? And we're not buying that one. And I'll bring them home, and she's like, I'm not eating that because that steak's bad. And I'm like, no, honey, that's going to be the better one.
How does she say it?
Yeah, you heard me. And I hope she's not listening.
You better.
But, yeah. But anyway, so that's an important point, is that one that's a little bit more darker brown is okay.
It is okay. And true story, I told you my dad had a meat market, and anything that didn't sell after 3 or 4 days got wrapped up and it got brought home. And it sat in our refrigerator probably for another 3 or 4 days. And by the time my mother took it out of the package, I mean, it was a nice shade of green, kind of a Christmas green. But, you know, she cooked it, we ate it, and nobody got sick. We're all still here. So don't get too concerned about a little bit of dark color on the steak.
Well, you're going to bring it up to temperature anyway, and you're going to kill any bacteria that's there. And actually, in some of the finer steakhouses, they're aging their stuff 21 days. So it's you know, it's not a bad thing to get a steak that's a little bit older.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, part of Cumulus Broadcasting, and we're on every Saturday. Check your local station for the time. But I'm enjoying this. Bobby brought us a bunch of this Hawaiian Sun, these juice drinks. These are phenomenal. They really come from Hawaii?
They do come from Hawaii, and they're really big on the West Coast right now, and they're all natural. They're non-carbonated. They're in Detroit, and some of the retailers in Detroit. I represent that company, and the master distributor for the Midwest is in Detroit, and we're looking at some retailers here on the west side of Michigan and some beer distributors that might be interested in taking this product on.
That'd be good with a little crushed ice and Don Julio right there, that strawberry lilikoi.
Lilikoi, you've got mango orange, you've got guava nectar, and it's strawberry, guava, pineapple orange. There's about a dozen varieties. Great packaging, great product, great taste. So.
I lived in Hawaii for 4 years in the Air Force, and we never had this then.
That must have been a long time ago.
Yeah, they weren't even growing fruit there then, were they, Bob? Right.
My pigeon's going to start coming out. Watch out, Terry.
Well, hey, you need to check us out on the website at thegrillingguys.com. We've got a section on there where you can sign up for the Grilling Club. We're going to talk more about that in the next hour, but if you're just first time tuning into the Grilling Guys, you ought to check us out on the website, thegrillin, G-R-I-L-L-I-N, guys, G-U-Y-S.com. There's a lot of recipes, a lot of good information, links to some great sponsors out there. Check us out. Hit us on Facebook as well. Tell us what you're grilling this weekend.
You know, I want to make sure and talk a little bit about Fen Valley wine, too, because our buddy Doug Welsh down there at Fen Valley in Fenville, Michigan, which is over towards Douglas by Saugatuck area, the
southwest side
of
the state.
West coast of Michigan. Fen Valley is just a phenomenal winery. You can go to their tasting rooms, you can go to their website, but you need to try some of the phenomenal wines these guys are making. They'll actually take you on a cellar tour on Saturdays, which I'm bound and determined to get down into Doug's cellar because I know they got some big old vats of wine down there. And that just to me sounds like fun. Tap to tap.
Yep,
you
absolutely.
You can have a lot of fun down there. But I got a little story for you, Jop. I had a problem this winter in my backyard, and I don't know if this ever happened to any of you folks out there or not, but my hot tub froze. It turned into a block of ice. I came home from one of my trips, and I don't know, maybe February, and literally the lid was frozen down onto it, frozen shut. Well, I just thought I was out, and then I was telling my hot tub guy about it, Zager's.
Right.
And they came out and looked at it, and they said I got hit by lightning or a surge, and I called up my insurance company, which is Nationwide.
Were they on your side?
They were.
All right.
Yeah. They're actually out of Ann Arbor. The boss I ended up talking to, but my adjuster here in Grand Rapids was a great guy. They handled me so well. I just wanted to give a little shout out to Nationwide because they really did. I mean, talk about not getting jerked around.
So let's talk about how did they determine you'd been hit? I mean, did it go out? Is that
Zager's
what it means?
Went out and did something to it, you know, and did analysis or electronic gear.
But the gist of it is that it stopped working, therefore it got cold, and that's why it froze.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And okay. I didn't pay attention to it. I was probably gone. And
right. Yeah. Exactly. Out
so,
on the road.
Thank you, Nationwide. That was very nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's fantastic. Well, coming up next in our next segment, we've got our buddy Ed Sibneski. He's running a contest called Kielbasa Idol. Bob's going to break down, believe it or not, a ham marinade for us. Got a buddy coming in called Bear Boy, Bear, B-E-A-R, not B-A-R-E. Bear Boy Gourmet makes some really good spices and rubs that that we're going to talk about as well. So going to be a lot of fun in the next segment. And Bob, I just want to thank you for sitting in with us this first hour. Tremendous amount of information. One last thing. If you're going to buy burger to put on the grill, there's which cuts do we use?
I would recommend the ground chuck. It's not going to dry out. It's going to be very flavorful. That's the one to go with.
All right, stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.